You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview with William Hill, looking ahead to the Sandown card on Saturday. Of course, very special day for AP. It is his final rides on Mr. Mole and on Box Office. Obviously, a day, AP, that is finally here, that you've been waiting for a while. How are you feeling today?
Look, it's not a day I ever hoped or wished would come, but it's here now, and I know that the decision to retire is the right one, but it's just not going to be as easily done as it is said. But I know it's the right decision.
Okay. Not tempted at all to just turn up at Punchestown next week?
No, that won't be happening. Not today is the end, and I'll just have to accept that and get on with it.
Okay. Obviously, you've had a lot of well wishes over the last week or so. We've seen a few on TV, some in the newspapers. Are you surprised at sort of the outpouring of sort of gratitude and people saying thank you and the scale of it all?
Yeah, I am. I'm very flattered by it, a little bit embarrassed by it at times, but it's very nice. Some of the well wishes have been amazing, and I'm very flattered by it all.
Okay. Final question just before we dive into the action. Only two rides today, AP. Was that always the intention? Was it going to be quality over quantity?
I just wanted to finish on two horses at the Barcelones. I've had a very good relationship with him, and I think it's just the right way to go.
Okay. Right, well, we'll start with the action at Sandown. We're going to go through the whole card, and we'll start with the 2 o'clock, which is a juvenile handicap hurdle over the extended 2 mile trip. A pretty competitive way to open the card, AP.
Yeah, it is. Tough start, no doubt. Alzheimer of Warren Gates has got the hanging of things after being pissed quite a few times, but won well when he won at Newbury. Cheap pieces seem to help him there. They're back on again today. Of the others, Little Rockefeller is another one that was very consistent for quite a long time, and then won well at Ascot when he won. So a couple of improving horses of the others. Old Guard has been a bit disappointing for Paul Nichols, but it's possible. And Baron Alco was one that I thought had a chance at a big price, but I'm going to go for Alzheimer of Warren Great Riches.
Okay, Alzheimer the pick then in the opener. The 2:35 is next up. It's the Oaksy Chase, a listed race over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Interesting one, this AP. You've got Alpha Off and Menorah, who are joint favourites at the time of recording. Two very classy performers. But then in behind, you've got a few that arrive here in decent nick if they do lack the sort of solid form in the book. One non-runner here as well, Raji, does not run. What do you fancy in this one?
I think Menorah and Alfaroff, I think it is between the two of them. They're the two really classy horses in the race, in very solid form. And I think they've very good chances. There's not much between them. Menorah won this race last season. Obviously, like Sandown, could see him taking a lot of beating again. And I fancy him. I fancy him over Alfaroff. So I'm going to go for Menorah.
Okay, Menorah the pick then in the 2:35. Next up is the 3:15. It is the AP McCoy Celebration Chase, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles, and of course your first ride of the day, AP, on Mr. Mole for Paul Nichols. 4-1 as we speak, second favourite behind Special Tiara. A really, really good race, and of course a chance for you to grab a winner on your final day. What do you rate the chances of Mr. Mole?
On his Newbury win, he's definitely had a good chance, and he won over course and distance twice before that at Sandown. Was definitely disappointed in the Champion Chase, and definitely needs to put that run behind him. Hopefully he can do that. There's not much between the likes of Special Tiara and Somersby, who were obviously second and third in the Queen Mother Champion Chase, and they've got the most solid form. I like Special Tiara. I think he's got very good form. He won well at Kempton before being third in the Champion Chase, and I think he'll take a bit of beating. God's Own was second, but I had a hard race at the entry. But Brown of Alcat was second as well, but had a busy season. And Sprinter Sacker has got a lot to live up to. So I'm going to go with hopefully Mr. Maud to beat Specialty R.
Okay, just quickly, AP. Mr. Maud, of course, is a horse that is notoriously quirky, who you've got on really well with this year. Do you think you sort of found the key to him in a way? Is he one of those horses that once you have found the key to him, he becomes a little bit easier to ride, or are you expecting a bit of a challenge today?
I think he's always a challenge. I don't think you can ever think you find the key to Mr. Maud. So we just hope that he's the best out of him today.
Okay, are you taking Mr. Maud then to beat Specialty Hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is the 350. It is the Whitbreds, a Grade 3 contest over the extended 3 mile, 5.5 furlong trip. So many with chances here, AP. Really, really open race. We'll take a bit of getting as well. Where do we start with this one?
A few of them. The Rev, obviously, was second to Rocky Creek at Kempton. Good solid form. And Grand Jester was second to Drew's nephew at Cheltenham. Again, very solid form, and the package obviously won. At Cheltenham, and he's getting on a bit in age, but he's got a good chance. Guess again is another one that fell when going really well at Cheltenham, and a couple of others that like at bigger prices, maybe Return Spring at a big price. I think he's got a chance, and Big Canvas of Ruby's Mount, I think he's got a squeak too. But I like Grand Jester. I think he's got the most solid form.
OK, Grand Gesture then to back up the second at Cheltenham there for Henry de Bromhead for AP. The 425 is next up, and it's your final ever ride, AP. You ride Box Office for John Drew O'Neill and JP McManus, a horse that has unsurprisingly been well supported this morning. But you couldn't have found a much more competitive race to go out on. What do you think about Box Office? Can you end on a high?
It's going to be tough for him. He looked at Cheltenham and at Aintree that he didn't have much in hand in terms of handicap, but he ran solid enough races. I don't think he deserves obviously to do the price he is, but hopefully he's got a good chance, and it would be nice to go out in the winner. Obviously there's plenty of dangers in there. Where could we start? Brother Ted of Philip Hobbs has got decent form. Clondalk Camper, a horse that won at Aintree last year, has lost his way a little bit this season, but he's capable of a factor 50 of Phil Kirby's, is another one and it's got a squeak. I hope Box Office can win, but it won't be easy.
Okay, the penultimate race on the card is the 5 o'clock. It's a Class 2 handicap chase over the extended 2.5 mile trip. Another really open race, AP. Plenty of these arriving in really good nick.
Yeah, Generous Anson was third. The Irish Cavalier at Cheltenham had a bit of a break since then, so should have had plenty of time to get over it, so he's got a squeak. Horizontal Speed fell at Warwick, won favourite last time, he fell at the fourth, so didn't get very far. And How Long Is a Foot won at Plumpton of Paul Nichols. Game very difficult to go through them. One that I didn't mention was the Old Lad, Tom George's. His horse is in good form, and he might be capable of running well, the Old Lad of Tom George's, but not original, but I think Generous Ransom the favourite will take all of it.
Okay then, and the final race is a listed hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Six runners going to post AP, but four of them pretty closely matched here in Polly Peacham, Southfield Vic, Bayan and Acklim. You've ridden quite a few of these as well, and there really isn't much between them, is there?
There's not. Acklim improved. No Emily won at Cheltenham last time. It was very impressive, and definitely getting the hang of things. He's definitely got a big chance. Bayan of Gordon's has been a good solid horse, won a big handicap hurdle at Ascot. Before that was second in the Galway hurdle. Southfield Vic won well when he won it head up, but made hard work of it and stayed on well in the end to win. It looks really between those. I'm sorry I didn't mention Polly Peacham. I think Polly Peacham deserves a mention. Polly Peacham has got pretty good solid form as well. And last time Polly Peacham was second to Graham Smiley at Cheltenham, that's pretty good form. But if I'm picking one out, I'm just going to go for Polly Peacham at number 5, because I think he, as I said, or she has a very good form, and her Cheltenham form is pretty strong.
Okay, fair enough. Polly Peacham the pick then in the final race. Thanks very much for your time, AP. I understand you're very busy today. Best of luck with your two mounts, with Mr. Maul and with Box Office. We're going to catch up with you tomorrow with a piece looking back at your career, and fingers crossed we're talking to you off the back of a winner. Best of luck today.
Thank you. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.